Naghahanda ang apat na nanominahan para sa Academy Awards ng taong ito sa pag-asang makasama sila sa listahan ng mga Australianong nanalo ng gintong estatwa. 75 taon na ang nakakalipas ng isang newsreel na ginawa ng isang maalamat na kameraman ang lumikha ng kasaysayan sa kanyang panalo bilang kauna-unahang Academy Award ng Australia. Para sa mga manonood, ito ang unang pagkakataon na nakakita sila ng giyera sa Kokoda noong 2nd digmaang pandaigdig sa noon ay tinatawag na Nugini kasama ng ngayon ay pamosong Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels. Sa ating wika, pakinggan natin ang karagdagang ulat ni Stefan Armbruster. Isang sundalong naglilinis ng kanyang baril, isang sundalong naghihirap sa putikan at isang taga Nugini na may sugat at malapit ng mamatay. Ito ang ilan sa bihirang makitang bahagi ng unang pelikula ng Australia na nanalo ng Academy Awards. Ang Kokoda Frontline ang nagpakilala sa Australia sa malagim na katotohanan ng giyera sa Pasifiko at ang pagkabayani ng Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels ng Nugini na nagdala ng mga kagamitan at sugatan sa kahabaan ng kabundukan. Noong 1942, habang libu-libong sundalo at sibilyan ang namamatay sa putikan, sumuway ang kameramang Denier Payrer ng Australian Department of Information at nagtungo sa harapan ng giyera sa Kokoda upang kumuha ng pelikula. Ipinakilala niya ang 9 na minutong pelikula, ang tanging pelikula ng balita o newsreel na nanalo ng Oscar.
8 days ago, I was with our advanced troops in the jungle facing the Japs at Kokoda. I saw militiamen fighting over there, fighting under extremely difficult conditions, and they acquitted themselves magnificently. Don't underestimate the Jap. He's a highly trained soldier, well-disciplined and brave.
Isang propagandang pelikula ang Kokoda Frontline ay kasamang nanalo bilang Best Documentary Oscar noong 1943. Ngayon, ito ay nakatago sa National Film and Sound Archive na kung saan si Jennifer Coombs ang curator.
I think it was one of those moments where it placed Australian filmmaking on the world stage for the first time.
Nakaguhit sa tropeyong Oscar ang ganitong pahayag. For its effectiveness in portraying simply yet forcefully the war in Nugini and its moving presentation of the bravery and fortitude of our Australian comrades in arms.
It is a propaganda film. I mean, that was part of what their job was, to sell and raise the awareness of the war in the Australian public. But I think he felt he was telling a true story and it was very important for him to tell it well and sincerely.
Kilala si Damian Perez, anak ng isang migranteng Espanyol, dahil sa kanyang pelikula mula sa giyera sa Crete at North Africa bago ito nagtungo sa Kokoda. Ang kanyang anak na may pangalang ding Damian ay isang filmmaker.
As an observer, because I never met my father who was killed in the war, it became sort of Gallipoli of the Second World War because of the images that were so extraordinary. And even looking at again today, to see those images of war and men struggling, and they pointed out the war was just north of Australia. The effect of that was so strong. That was the psychological effect of that film.
Ang mga pelikulang kuha ni Damian Payrer ay inayos para sa Australianong kumpanyang CineSound na nanalo ng gintong estatwa para sa film producer na Kenji Hall. May mataas na papuri si Jennifer Coombs para sa producer na ito.
Kenji Hall is kind of a movie mogul. He's the closest thing we've kind of got to a Cecil B. DeMille, I reckon. So he directed over 17 feature films for CineSound, and I think all but one of them made a profit. And when feature film wound down at the beginning of the Second World War, he moved into the CineSound newsreels. He was a real entrepreneur. He was dedicated to the idea of producing entertainment and putting the Australian story in a national context. And I think that's one of the really interesting things about his relationship with Damien Parra. There was a real mutual respect for the work they did, and I think he liked the idea of sort of introducing a dramatic element to the documentary by putting Damien in the role of narrator.
Inialay ni Kenji Hall ang gintong estatwa sa bansa noong 1984 at ibinigay ito sa noon ay punong ministro Bob Hawke.
Mr. Prime Minister, I have the great honor to present you with this Oscar. You will be the only Prime Minister in history who ever presented with an Oscar.
Ilan sa mga bahagi ng pelikula ay sinadya. Kasama dito ang mga eksenang nagpapakita ng mga machine guns na namamaril at isang bahay kubong pinasabog at mga sundalong nagsasagawa ng di-totoong paglusob, mga eksenang ginawa malayo sa lugar ng gera. Hawak ng Australian War Memorial ang orihinal at hindi binagong pelikula ni Ginoong Peirer na nagpapakita ng mga sundalong naglalaro para sa kamera. Sinabi ng film curator na Daniel Eisenberg na mayroon itong paliwanag.
He'd missed the conflict by a few days and he asked them to recreate it, in part to document how the action was taken place. In the end, for a newsreel, Kenji Hall and his team at CineSound realized that action sells and to have that footage in there certainly upped the effect of it.
Pero dinagdag ni Ginoong Eisenberg na tunay ang mga kuha ng mga New Guineans na tumulong sa mga nasugatan at namamatay na Australiano. Ipinakita nito ang mga New Guinean habang dinadala ang mga Australiano sa mga pansamantalang stretcher patungo sa mapanganib na daanan sa kabundukan sa kalagitnaan ng lamanan.
It shows the massive effort and the contribution of the people of Papua New Guinea as well. And Kokoda Frontline, that has very much dictated the way we understand and see this part of the conflict. When you talk to someone about Fuzzy Wuzzy Angels or about the Kokoda Track, they're seeing paras, men in the mud. It's the power of moving image.
Si Damian Peirer ay namatay sa likod ng kamera sa isang dalampasigan sa Palau. Nagbitiw na siya sa serbisyo publiko sa Australia dahil sa nabigo siya sa mga pagbabawal para makadalo sa lugar ng gera at magtrabaho para sa studiong Paramount sa Estados Unidos. Ang kanyang pinakahuling pelikula ay nauwi din sa isa pang newsreel.
Marines near their objective. Here these pictures end. For here, among many American casualties in the expanding battle against Japan, cameraman Peirer was killed.
Pagkalipas ng mahigit na 7 dekada, ang pelikulang Kokoda Frontlines ay nananatiling may mahalagang pamana pagkatapos dalahin ang brutal na katotohanan ng kampanya sa Kokoda sa pananaw ng mga Australiano dahil sa kanilang mga sinabi.
There seems to be an air of unreality. As though the war were a million miles away. It's not. It's just outside our door now. I've seen the war, and I know what your husbands, your sweethearts, and brothers are going through.
SBS.
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 SBS
Radio.